look at South Africa's soap opera is rolling on. News 24 is now reporting that the full Cricket South Africa board is on the brink of being dissolved by the Members' Council. Times Live is saying that an independent director, Devin Darmalingham, has resigned, and the entire board is also expected to follow in his footsteps and step down in the coming days. We know it's been a mess. We know we stand the risk of not playing cricket because of political involvement. So let's speak now to Spoo Mjikeliso, who is the Sport 24 deputy editor. Spoo, thanks for your time today. So what do we know about what's going on? Could we see the entire board at CSA out?
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know. But what we do know for now is that there are plans afoot to dissolve the entire board. We know for sure that the sports minister wrote to Cricket South Africa threatening an intervention unless they can give compelling reasons as to why government should not intervene. And you know what government intervention means. It means no England tour, because there would be a threat of ICC suspending South Africa from international cricket. So all the plans that are currently in place to have England in this country in November to play three ODIs and three T20s hang on a thread if the sports minister is unsatisfied with the steps that Cricket South Africa are making to rectify themselves. And this seems to be the most drastic and the most necessary step that they can take, which will gain the favor of the minister as well as its stakeholders. Remember that SACA has been calling for the entire board to be dissolved. Sponsors such as Momentum have written publicly to say the board must be resolved or must resign en masse. So this has been something that has been called for by a number of stakeholders, and it seems like the straw has finally broke the camel's back.
So your sources are saying the entire CSA board is out now. What does this mean? How do they reconstitute a new board? What happens after this?
Well, the Members' Council has the authority to put together an interim structure. So what this means is Cricket South Africa is not necessarily going to be leaderless. The Members' Council still govern everything to do with cricket. So they are comprised of the 14 affiliates to Cricket South Africa. That's all the provinces that fall under cricket. So all the presidents of those provinces, they are the Members' Council. Some of them serve on the board as non-independent directors. So they will have to remove themselves from those board positions and revert back to the full Members' Council. That Members' Council, I'm told, will then go to SASCOC and say that SASCOC, if you remember, SASCOC wanted to put together a task team intervention that they pulled out of because Cricket South Africa wouldn't hand over the Funduzi report without an NDA. So what's going to happen now, according to the information that we've received, is that Cricket South Africa will sit down with SASCOC, will sit down with the sports minister and say, we will put together an interim structure with your consultation to lead us all the way to the AGM. So that's about a month, month and a half max until the early December AGM. The AGM has to take place first week of December, otherwise they will be in contravention of their own MOI. So that structure will then put together what they're supposed to do, then lead Cricket South Africa to the adoption of a new MOI, possibly to adopt the Chris Nicholson recommendation, and to organize everything to do with that AGM, which will then appoint what is supposed to be a new, refreshed, hopefully a board that will take cricket out of this crisis.
Well, we can only hope, Spoo. Spoo Mjikeliso, Sport 24 deputy editor, trying to unpack and explain all of that. It does seem now as though the entire CSA board is going to be out, if not today, over the next few days. And hopefully that is a mad scramble behind the scenes to ensure that we can actually see some cricket being played.